with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 627, down 6.5. September soft wheat is 544.25, down 7.75. September corn is 359.75, down 5.75. December, 366.5, down 5. July, 393.5, down 5. September soybeans, 1151.25, now 52, down 14. November, 1033, now 32.75, down 9.25. July, 1053.5, down 9. September soybean meal, 414.60, down $18.70. September soybean oil, 32.77, up 41. August live cattle, 152, up 15. August feeders, 207.07.5. They're up 97.5. October lean hogs are 93.60, up 72.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
That September soybean contract is not for the faint of heart.
Well, yeah, it was optimistic starting out. The bull spread was in full gear. There was ideas to set no bean spread would go to $2. Here in the last 15 minutes, that's kind of a reversal of fortune. Basically, meal bids just dropped like a rock. Kind of indicates the crusher end user for say is going to go hand to mouth and through here until this new crop bean inventory comes in place, or else that barge of beans made it up the Mississippi somewhere. So we'll see what develops here as we move on, but the bear spray kicking in and the front end not able to hold the gains is kind of disturbing to the bull.
And what does it imply to the rest of the soy complex going forward today?
Well, it kind of suggests we're the same type of mode in through here, just slowly conceiving lower here over time, that the seasonal function of harvest around the corners, you know, keeps a lid on the marketplace, and that we're going to be faced with some, you know, supplies to work with here this fall. Early harvest activity indicates some 70 bushel beans down in the northeast corner of Louisiana, and that as we keep moving forward in through here, the market's going to, you know, continue to drift.
And the places that were dry got rain, Iowa and southern Minnesota, and November beans make a new low for its move. And really, if you look at the charts, there's not a lot between there and $10.
Well, we're going to find a little pent-up demand in through here. You know, the trend is lower. You know, everyone's got some downside objectives they're looking for between now and sometime this fall and through here. So we'll see what develops. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some sales be announced here this week. I think it's typical, standard procedure see a turnaround Tuesday here. So there's going to be some ups and downs, but the overall theme is kind of drift here for a while.
Is corn also adrift, or has it moved firmly sideways, in your opinion, with maybe establishing a pre-harvest low?
Well, I think it's sideways. You know, we could drift a little lower here over time, but our indications that there's some good demand underneath the market. When you sit in church in there, the end user is praying for lower levels to get bought. Then on your other side of it, you've got the producer praying for higher prices to get stuff sold. So it's going to have a market right there, back and forth for a while until, you know, we get into harvest and see what type of production prospects we have. But right now, it's fairly well. Early harvest activity, like I mentioned, Louisiana, 200 bushel corn. We're looking at Missouri anywhere from 185 to 200 bushels. Last year, only made 75 to 80. So Missouri's got a good crop coming on compared to last year. It's just a matter for the market to find a place for all this grain.
What did you make a pro farmer?
Oh, excellent. Job done again. They do a fantastic job relaying their observations to the world, and it pretty well confirms that, you know, we've got some bushels to work with and through here. They didn't, you know, find the big yield prospects mm-hmm. up in Iowa and Minnesota due to the weather. So, in all, it pretty well confirms what we've been hearing throughout the growing season, and hats off to him for taking the time to do that.
Was there some short covering going on, or will there be short covering going on off of that tour with the mega yield essentially off the table?
I think we saw a little bit of that there last week. One particular large trading firm we visit with, you know, was bound and determined the national yield would be up in that 177 area with that tour taking place. Maybe, you know, to them it confirmed that, you know, we might not see that number, and they covered some shorts positions there last week somewhat. It doesn't mean they're going to go long by all means, but there was a little short covering on the idea that the crop's not going to be 190 or 200.
Will the September report essentially be a non-event, do you think?
No, it's going to be an event. I don't think it's going to be a limit move, but it's going to be an event. You know, ideas are we're going to see maybe an acreage adjustment, but as time goes on and through here, more people are starting to shift. The acreage adjustment might be put into the October
right.
report. So each report's going to be watched fairly closely by the bull and the bear both, trying to justify their position.
So at the end of the day, the producer has to get this sold.
He's not going to do that. He's going to store it.
He's going to store it.
The name, the number one theme out there is acquiring storage. He's going to take her to town to fill up that storage. He's going to store it and just hang on. The mindset is that I'm going to see the market go lower so I can get a revenue check, then hang on to it, try to sell higher on some rallies here this winter.
Do you think that potentially that we would see something better after the first of the year?
No. I think we're just going to continue to drift in through here. It's going to take a weather event or in the southern hemisphere or some other event to get the market to go quite a bit higher. So I think the producer needs to, you know, market just like a grain elevator and try to capture some of this carry. July corn futures above $4. I think one can be a seller there. The only way that's going to be wrong, if corn goes above $4 later on, that's going to be a tough chore to take place. So I think there's some great opportunities to add to the bottom line. I think the theme from here on out is take a little out of the middle several times.
Oh, sell it and resell it and resell it, eh? What about wheat in this equation?
Well, still faced with ample supplies of wheat around the world. The bull can hang his hat on maybe some quality issues to give us some strength in here. But the thing on the wheat is when you look at the weather maps, out west they're getting or have been receiving rain. Whether they continue to receive some moisture out west, that's the question. But, man, the wheat is going to be from fence row or road to road where there is no fences. So I look for the wheat market to probably struggle here. You know, until we see what develops in the southern hemisphere.
A word on livestock before we let you go. Cattle on feed was supposed to be negative.
Well, you know, when you look at the numbers, it's still tight. It's going to remain tight. I guess the best way to explain the beef sector is don't look for ribeyes to be on sale at any time soon.
Mm. Thank you very much there, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter September wheat is 626 down 7.5. Soft September is 544 and a quarter down 7.75. September corn is 359 and a quarter down 6.25. December is 366 and a half down 5. September soybeans are 1151 down 15. November 1031 and 3/4 down 10.25. September soybean meals 41360 now 70, down $19.60. October, 355, 40, down 11.70. September soybean oil is 32.70, up 34 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.